I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Banks, internet service providers, e-commerce retailers, and now federal authorities are warning computer users about the growing number of phishing attacks online. That's phishing spelled with a P-H. To find out more about the phenomenon, we're joined by John Dimsdale. He's Marketplace's Washington Bureau Chief. Hi, John, and I will bite. What is phishing?
It's a scam where crooks impersonate legitimate online businesses and they ask for your bank account information or a credit card number or a social security number, and then they steal your financial ID.
So how do you tell if you're online, if you're giving your credit card number to the right people?
Some of this is just careless behavior by internet users. Sometimes the bad guys are lurking behind websites that are, you know, just one letter off from the real thing, so you can get in trouble with just bad typing. Some people fall for crude spam messages that are just thinly disguised requests for social security or credit card numbers. And David Jevons, the chairman of the Anti-Phishing Working Group, says the scammers are becoming increasingly sophisticated.
Typically, though, it's the average consumer who's quite internet savvy, and they get an email in that looks exactly like it came from their bank with very compelling information. It will have the logos. It will really try to fake the website.
So as these scammers become more clever, more internet users are getting caught, up to 250 new phishing attacks every month.
What should web surfers do when they think that they've given their account information to the wrong people? They send something out and they think, oh my gosh, what have I done?
Yeah, the experts advise you should immediately change your account numbers, your user IDs, and your passwords for all your online e-commerce. And you should contact the police and the local FBI if fraudulent payments or charges show up on your bank account or credit card bills. And Jevons has some additional advice.
In addition to contacting your bank or the e-commerce company, you should also take a look at your credit report and keep checking that quite regularly, especially if you think you may have given out your social security number or your name and address to a fraudster. That could take weeks or months before they actually use that information to open a credit card in your name, bank account in your name, or even take a second mortgage on your house.
John, if they can do things like take a second mortgage on your house, that sounds like it's very serious.
It is, but authorities don't want to blow it out of proportion. They say there are still more ID theft from people stealing bank statements and credit card bills from mailboxes than from phishing, so far at least. In the Marketplace newsroom today, we're watching how one Pennsylvania city is dealing with a very high foreclosure rate.
Thank you, John. John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. They join us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.